The ministry says no new cases were recorded here on Monday, September 26th. Two unvaccinated persons are currently hospitalized with COVID-19, and no new recoveries were noted on Monday. 9,448 cases of COVID-19 and 9,330 recoveries have been reported in St. Vincent and the Grenadines to date. 116 people have died from the virus. And 72,780 COVID-19 vaccines have so far been administered locally. 37,254 persons have received their first dose. 31,356 have received their second dose, and 4,170 persons have received boosters. Regionally, the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Trinidad and Tobago since the outbreak is now 182,597. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 deaths in Jamaica since the outbreak now stands at 3,311. Internationally, Japan will allow visa-free independent tourism and abolish its daily arrival cap as of October 11th, marking a major policy shift after nearly 2.5 years of strict COVID-19 restrictions. The government will also launch a nationwide travel discount program, which have been shelved due to the spread of COVID-19 infections. Meanwhile, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say at least 4.4 million people have received an updated COVID booster since the start of the month. That number represents around 1.5% of people currently eligible to receive the shots in the U.S. The data does not include people who received updated Pfizer-BioNTech boosters in Idaho and Texas. The White House estimates the number to be closer to 5 million doses of the new booster. I'm Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.